Welcome to the mortgage game. I truly, truly believe that building a mortgage business, a successful one, is like playing a game. There's winners, there's losers, there's certain things you try. Some of us are playing checkers while others are playing chess. I've had the ability to coach and mentor hundreds of mortgage brokers. I myself built a very nice business. So now I want to distill all that information, all the things I've learned from that, and bring it directly to you in a simple to understand way. I hope you enjoy. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Mortgage Game Podcast. West Coast Wiley here in the house. Let's get going. So I called this How the Mortgage Industry is Changing. I think this could potentially be the most important podcast episode I've done. So there you go. How about that for a hook? Hey, times are changing. The landscape changes. It always changes. Like, look around. Everything changes. And sometimes things change, and then by the time it's already changed, you look back, you're like, what the hell? What just happened? And then if you actually go back and you piece it together, you're like, oh, yeah. Like, all the puzzle pieces were there. And then you're sitting there going, ooh, I should have just, like, pressed pause and, like, looked around and checked it out and been like, okay. Yeah, I should have saw that. So that's why I call this maybe the most important podcast episode you're going to listen to. Because you're a business owner. You own a mortgage business. You run a mortgage business. That's how you put food on the table for your family. So what I'm about to go over, the topic, directly affects you. And you should take some sort of action. At the very, very, very least, it should just be in the back of your head now, where you're like, okay, I know that's coming. I don't want to think about it today, but I have to think about it at some point, and I have to do more than just think about it. I have to actually freaking do something. So what am I talking about? Well, AI. That's one little piece of it. But AI is happening. AI is coming. So as the landscape looks right now, you've got certain lenders. Let's use Rocket Mortgage, Nesto Mortgage. These are those online discount sites that the U.S., you know, they're a lot bigger in the U.S. than they are here. But they've infiltrated Canada, and they have for a while now. And what they can't figure out is the part they can figure out is, hey, once we have a client and now they're interested and they put their hand up and go, let's rock and roll. Well, then Rocket jumps in and they jump in with their team and their automation and their AI. It's like, done. File approved, quick, file fulfilled, conditions met, underwritten before even sent in, deals with certain lenders where we even underwrite it and we can approve it on our own because we have certain guidelines and relationships with you, to the point where it's done. That part they've got. They've already got dialed in, and lenders, the MCAPs and the First Nationals and the banks, them, the lenders of the world, are trying to figure that part out, and they're going to get it, and they're going to get it rather quickly. But the part that they don't have, the part that they will never be able to replace, not anytime soon, not anytime in our mortgage careers, your mortgage careers, is that front-end sales component. It's like getting the client, getting the lead. They've been trying to run ads in. But as you know, our job's never going to go away. It's never going to go away, but it is going to dramatically change, and that's what we're talking about today. And you have to be prepared. Oh, man. You have to be prepared. So that sales force, they're not going to be able to get. So because, you know, there's trust built up, there's handholding, there's different scenarios, there's rebuilding credit, there's, you know, tweaking some things here and there, and algorithms and computers that just won't do it. And people still want the human touch. So we're a long, long ways away till we are phased out. A long way. Okay. Probably not. You can probably, even if you're just getting the mortgage business here, you can go make your millions and retire before that happens, if you do it the right way, right? You're going to have to roll with the punches. You are absolutely 1,000% going to have to change your business. And why not start doing that now? And when I explain why, hopefully that'll make sense to you. So you've got Nesto and Rocket, for instance, and now they're going, hey, we don't have a sales force. Let's go partner with some mortgage brokerages. And we'll tell them, hey, we're exclusively working with you. You got a deal and work with us. And sure. Okay. So this has already been happening in the industry. There are certain brokerages and more coming that have deals with these places. So what do they supposedly get? They supposedly get low interest rates. and they get quick underwriting and all that stuff. But here's what's happening. I'm going to use just random numbers. So let's just say Nesto, for instance. Nesto's offering 5% online to people who go to their website. 5%. With the brokerage, they might be offering 5.2 and paying you your 100 basis points. I'm using rough numbers here. So you're like, great, that's awesome. I'm going to get my clients. I now have access to Nesto because I have, let's call it 5.3 is what I probably have with my other lenders. So I'm going to go to Nesto for 5.2 and get paid the same. But what ends up happening is your clients are like, that's great. Who's the lender? Nesto. They go on Nesto's site and they see a 5%. They're like, well, how come I don't get the 5% with Nesto? I get the 5.2 with you. I get the 5.3 if I go with you with a different lender, but I always go to Nesto directly. Ah, they didn't think that part through. Duh, didn't think that part through. So that's what's happening. So that's not working. They're going to work those kinks out. What they're doing, though, is they're trying to get the sales force built in. Eventually, this is what's going to happen. This will be the new reality, 1,000,000%. There is no way this does not happen. It's a matter of when. Is it 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year? But it's happening. They will. Lenders included. I'm grouping in the Nestos, the Rockets, and the lenders, and everybody. And I'm going, they will at some point just need a name and an email address, and they will take your client and run with it. Just turn down the heat here. And they will run with it, and you're phased out of that part. They still need you to go get the client, build the trust up, and work the scenario and tell them what they want to do. But then when it comes time from application to approval, to fulfillment, to conditions and appraisals and lawyers and blah, they got it. That's gone. And then what they're going to do is, and you're like, oh my God, it sounds awesome, Ryan. That's great because I hate that part. Yeah, it is pretty cool. But guess what? They're going to pay you 30, 40, 50 basis points max. So now all of a sudden, you're going to have to do 2 to 3 files on average to do the revenue you're doing now. There's good and bad to this. There's good and bad. So this should sink in, like this is coming, where all that backend stuff goes away. So this means you need to be a brand. You need to be focused on sales and marketing and be a brand about something. Being a generalist has gotten a lot of people pretty far right now. That moving forward, that's going out the window. Out the window. You need to stand for something or you stand for nothing. Right? You need to put your flag in the ground. And I'm going to go deeper on that. But think about this. They're already testing this. A, they're coming into brokerages, Nesto and Rocket, which is great, but those deals are going to change. They're not going to offer these rock bottom rates with top full pop commission. Like it's not going to work that way. They're going to win. They're going to get what they want. They're going to get the sales force baked in and lazy because they can't add any more value and their own value propositions and blah, blah, blah. So they're going to go, just come here for the low rate and we'll pay you 30, 40, 50 basis points. And you're going to be like, damn it, you got me. I got nothing else. Okay. Because I built my business around it. Because they were paying me 100. That's not sustainable for them. They can't make money off that. It's not going to happen. It's gone. So that's a short-term thing right now. If you're at one of those brokerages, just realize that. Call it what it is. Ride the wave. Call it what it is. And everyone else, get ready because people who build their businesses. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people, myself included to some degree, I built my business. I stood out by showing people to buy their first investment property. And that was my shtick. Okay, buy your first investment property and we'll be mortgage free in 10 years. And I laid out the numbers and the numbers were bulletproof and it all worked. But I also had an awesome process, an awesome client journey where we made budgets, we showed proposals. We had video wrapped in. We were warm and fuzzy. We had great communication. People just liked us. We'd like that stuff. And a lot of people have built their mortgage business around that, their client journey. Oh, I don't need social media. I don't need all this other marketing. My client journey, they love me. They love working with me. Of course they do. It's awesome. Good for you. But what happens if that goes away? What happens if your client journey doesn't matter anymore and everyone's client journey is on an even playing field? You give a name and a number and a quick paragraph of what the client's doing here. Now that goes away. All that stuff, the stuff that you built your business on. So a lot of people, before we get into that, this podcast is brought to you by Americano. Oh. Oh, it's a hot one, as it should be. A lot of people have made a lot of money running a business very customer service centric. They're generalists, they do everything. You come in, they make you feel warm and fuzzy, they hold your hand through the process, you carry on, and they, you know, nice lay out the door, and they buy you a chopping knife for a gift, and they go, "Hey, you were awesome, Sally," and they give you flowers. That's great. A lot of people made a lot of money doing that. Those days are going away. They are going away. You're going to have to bring that into the front end sales and marketing side and wrap a strategy around it. Gone are going to be the days where you can say, "I'm a generalist. I do a bunch of things. I help everybody. I have 90 lenders and I help everybody." It's not going to work. It's going to be a lot of competition, way more than now, on the marketing side, the branding, because everyone's going to be lean and mean. Gone are going to be the days where you're going to have these robust teams with underwriters and fulfillment. They're going to be working for other shops. They're going to be working for the other side. They might help you go through some scenarios quickly up front with people, but not the deep dive underwriting fulfillment we need. Those positions are literally going away. It's not, are they? It's when are they? So what do? You're sitting here, I'm telling you, going, and they're already testing this on us. You know, the 3-year mortgages that are out there, and I get why people are taking 3-year, but now our model, the last couple of years, it's been like what, 60, 70 basis point model instead of your 100, 110. So everyone's been working for 40% discount of what they normally work for. I'm gonna be driving while we go here. Everyone's working for a 40% discount. So what do you think is going to happen? Let me paint a picture for you. You're a lender. I'm First National. By the way, sidebar, monolines have amazing customer service. I don't know if you've ever used monoline, and I don't know if you've ever called their customer service, either as a broker to get information or help on your clients or as an actual client. Their customer service is off the charts compared to a bank. Their retention team is off the charts compared to a bank. They retain, I don't know what the numbers are, but I know it's 90% or higher of their clients. So now, if all they need to do is get people in, and they can get people in with these really low 3-year rates, I don't know, fixed variable, whatever, really low 3-year rates, pay you 60% of what they normally pay you. And now they've got a client for life potentially because their customer service retention is so awesome. Ah, ding, 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 ding. That should be like, holy shit, Ryan, you're right. Yeah, exactly. So, sidebar, be careful who you're feeding stuff to. Right? See where I'm going with this? So they're testing it on us. There's these low 3 years. They're going, hey, it's like it's low acquisition cost for them. It's the lowest acquisition cost they've ever had. Do you not think they're connecting the dots on this? So I see a world, I'm not a big prediction guy, but I do see a world where it's a 3-year rate. And they take all the application, the underwriting, the pre-approval and fulfillment, everything else. What is that worth? What are they going to pay for that? 30 basis points, 35? Like, you need to start wrapping your head around this. This is coming. So you need to model your business after that. This is why sales and marketing will be the only important thing in your business. Your brand, sales, marketing, social media, right? You need this, but you also need to like niche out a bit. Okay. So it's interesting. When you think about that, that's like, ah, the future's coming. It's already here. I can see this is when you start connecting the dots. I'm like, ah, okay, Nesto here, Rocket here. Yeah, going into brokerages, telling them we have this awesome thing, but it's not quite what we said. Oh, yeah, and then we know that's going to change because now we have a sales force built in and they're lazy. Yeah, okay, got that. You know, okay, and we're going to go over here and the lenders are going, okay, we just need to get the back end. And we have a sales force out there that is currently working for 3-year fixed pay. Okay, 60% less. And then we're going to just keep doing that. So maybe we'll drop our 3-year fix by X amount of basis points, what we normally would. because their acquisition costs are 60 or 50% of what they would be because we have all the back end cut. Like, right? This, I'm telling you before it happens. Then you'll listen to this, and I don't know how many months from now or years, and you'll be like, damn, Ryan was right. And I'm sitting here with an awesome client journey, and I'm a generalist, and I have huge staff, and I don't need any of it, and I'm kind of screwed. So now you're like, wow, this is doom and gloom, Ryan. That's not your style. You're right. It's not my style. I'm not a doom and gloom guy. I'm the glass is half full kind of guy all the freaking time. That's just who I am. So what do you do? I go, there's opportunity. There's always opportunity in chaos, in downturns. We've seen this coming out of COVID. I'm at a red light and we're doing, we got to do an ad though. This podcast is brought to you by Americano. So we've already seen this, right? Interest rates jacked up in COVID, fear factor jacked up. They actually didn't do what we thought they were. They went low first. So there's a massive opportunity to churn your book and to get people into those lower rates. And then now things went crazy. And so did you, what did you do? Did you come up with a new identity? Did you rebrand yourself? Did you like, what did you do during COVID to put yourself ahead now, right? To prepare you for coming out for hopefully lower interest rates. And, but I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I don't think low interest rates are going to solve mortgage broker and realtors' problems. I think there's bigger problems brewing, which we're not going to get into, but there are. I think you know that. Deep down, you know that. There's a big thing happening. It's coming. So what are we doing about it? Well, I always go to, I look for the opportunities. And so if I know that that whole back end is going to be taken care of, me personally, I go, frickin' A. That's awesome. I didn't like doing it anyways. I didn't want to worry about hiring people for it. Easy breezy lemon squeezy. You go do it all. I'm going to be a marketing machine and I'm going to talk about one or two strategies and I'm going to do that. So, what kind of strategies? You're like, Ryan, what strategies? Well, there's a bunch you can talk about. There's some simple ones and there's more advanced ones. So, the advanced ones, you're like, yeah, but you own Strategy Hub. You and Jason own Strategy Hub and you guys talk about strategies. So, is that why you want to talk about this? No. But those are strategies that we cover. They're advanced ones, though, but they're simple ones. So, let me paint you a picture here. You could be, the last thing you want to do is be shouting from the mountaintops that you just do everything, right? The misconception is if I tell people I do one thing, I'm going to miss out on all these other opportunities. And it's actually quite the opposite. If you position yourself as an expert at something, A, it's going to make your conversations a lot easier with people when you do get people on a phone call because they think you're an expert at something. They trust that you're an expert at whatever it is you're talking about. So let me give you an example. If you say, not the advanced strategy, so I'll talk about, I'll touch on those after, but simple strategies all around you, stuff you're already doing it. You're repackaging it because now you have to get really good at marketing. So if I like doing debt consolidation stuff, then you could be a cash flow expert. I help people improve cash flow. I help people with cash flow problems. I help people that want more cash flow. I help people on their rental cash flow. I help, right? You're a cash flow expert. And so when you jump on a call with people, and if that's what they're digesting from your social and your email marketing and wherever else you're putting that energy out there and your branding, you help people with their cash flow. Then when you get on the call, you've diffused some of the rate conversation. You're seen as an expert. But it's also going to resonate with all the other people who want a mortgage. First-time home buyer is going to go, I want help with my cash flow. Right? A business for self is going to be, I want help with my cash flow. If that person could do cash flow, if it's an expert at cash flow, they can surely do my simpler stuff. Oh, we're selling and we want to buy a home. Well, I see this cash flow expert, that's all, they're very conscious of that. And us, we're selling, we're going from 3,000 a month up to 4,000 or something. I don't even know, but I need some consulting on the cash flow side. See where I'm going with this? You have to put your flag in the ground. I can't repeat that enough. You have to put your flag in the ground of who you are, who you want to be seen as. It's a big net. You're still going to get a lot of other people, the same people you're getting now, but you're going to cut through a lot of noise. Right. So you can do the cash flow on, you can be cash flow. That's one simple one. Right? A more advanced one is you show people how to make their mortgage tax deductible. Right? People love that. I show you to pay off your mortgage in 10 years. I'm going to show you, I'm the RESP versus rental king. I show you to buy your first investment property. I show you to build wealth through real estate. Right? Lots of different things you need to think about here. Those are the advanced stuff we teach on Strategy Hub. There's small stuff all around you that you should be experimenting with and packaging. And what happens is people start talking about something and then they stop and they shift gears and they go over here and then they go over here. And all of a sudden, they have generic stuff all out over the place and they're back to being a generalist. Right? You're that Chinese food restaurant that serves hot dogs and hamburgers. Right? And you do smoothies on weekends. And you have brunch and breakfast. Like, what the hell are you doing? When I see that place, when I walk into a restaurant and I see a big menu, me and my wife, and we're like, yeah, we're out of here. We're out of here. Well, you can't do everything well. So now it's up to me to try to pick out the things that are good. I know back there you have 25 ingredients. I'd rather you have a menu with 12 things on it and you crush it than, you know, 47 things with your 25 ingredients. I'm just eating recycled dishes all over the place. Don't be that restaurant. Be better than that. But here's the thing. Be the restaurant if you're cool with it. If you want to be that restaurant, then think of the clientele you're going to get. Right? Think of the clientele you get, the places that serve everything and everything $7.99, $9.99. You get the people who still complain about the price. You get all walks of life in there. If that's what you want for your mortgage business, then cool. That's cool, man. You do it. But if you want to up your game on the level of clientele and have direct conversations with people and build trust a lot quicker and diffuse the rate conversation, then you become an expert at something. Because that back end of you relying on your client journey to take you to the promised land and a lot of brokers, hopefully you're listening to this. If you're a new broker, oh man, you're like, you can move, you're nimble. You're like, this is awesome. Great. Perfect. If you're a broker that essentially you're running that business based on your journey, your client journey, that's going away. If you believe me or not, we'll compare notes in 3-4 years. It's going away. It's piecing out. The people in charge of what we're doing, which there's a couple, they're going to make that happen. Because it's about the, what's it all about? If you've been listening to podcasts enough, it's about the money. It's about the money, right? That's what it is. It's not about the Canadian homeowner. It's about the money. So it's their game and we're playing in it. But the cool part is we can make a lot of money playing in it. We can make a lot of money for our family. So then we have this awesome life with our family and our family benefits. But right now you have to start realizing what's going on. And you have to sit there, sit back and go, okay, I need to dedicate more time, energy, money into my marketing, into my branding. And I'm not saying hiring a market company and go get some fancy logos. I'm talking like, you should be on social media. If you are not, it's freaking crazy. It's my own podcast. It's fucking crazy. There's no censorship on this. I hope not. Watch this. This one will get canceled. But it's crazy if you're not on social media right now. It's bonkers. 2024, and you're a small business owner, and your sole job is to get people to get eyeballs on what you do. And don't be a secret agent. I've talked about this before. Do not be a secret agent trying to walk around and whisper to people, hey, I'm a mortgage broker. Hey, psst, psst, I'm a mortgage broker. Really? Because I follow you on Instagram and all I see is you pushing your kids on a swing. No, I'm a mortgage broker. Psst, what's your email? I'll send you an email in 2 weeks. Yeah. Don't be that person. Get on there. And I don't care if you don't like social media. I don't like it either. I do not like it. But guess what? My clients don't care. Your clients don't give a shit. They really don't. If you like social media or not, that's where they're hanging out. This is the world we live in. So regardless, stop with the when I grew up and that's not the way it is. And if we, you can say that, but then you have a business that's going to die, and then you're going to have a whole circle that relies on you to provide for them going, hey, what happened? I thought we were doing this mortgage thing. I thought we were good. What's going on? Other people who are mortgage brokers are good. They're doing well. Johnny over there, Sally, they're crushing it. Why aren't you? I didn't want to go on social. Oh, what? Really? You didn't know that? You should be there. You can connect with a lot of people right away. And if you're there, why not we start focusing what we're talking on about, right? Let's stop being a generalist. Please stop working with everybody. It's just crazy to me. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. I get why there's pieces of me that get it because it's leads come in. You're like, oh, I'm going to deal with it because it could be deals. You're no further along 6 months from now. I don't know what you do. You help who? Who do you help? Everybody. You can't help everybody. Nobody can be an expert at helping everybody. It doesn't exist. So what do you do? What do you stand for? Right? There you go. That's what I wanted to talk about. Oh, got me all jacked up for like 7 a.m. now. But I feel it's my duty from what the stuff I'm seeing, piecing together, to come to you and go, hey, just want you to think about this. Right? I'm hoping that resonates with you. If it does, hit me up on Instagram, message me and just let me know. Like, just give me like, hey, that podcast hit home, or that podcast made me rethink things, or never thought about that. Like, just let me know. I like the feedback. Hey, it's the least you can do. You've been listening to this podcast, been getting a lot of stuff from this, a lot of gold nuggets, and hopefully help changing your business. Hit me up on Instagram and, you know, let me know. Let me know what you thought of this one. Okay? That's it, kids. Enjoy your week. Peace out.